Some of them are actually cheering because he is talking about changing Dodd-Frank, but it's also he has called for higher taxes on the 1% on the very wealthy. But a lot of people think that's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and that he would not raise taxes on them. So Wall Street is cheering somewhat. When he talks about scrapping Dodd-Frank, a lot of people are critical of that. But keep in mind that Dodd-Frank has had very bad consequences for community banks, smaller banks. I'm not talking about J.P. Morgan Chase or Wells Fargo. I'm talking about the bank that might be in your town. It makes it much more difficult for those banks to operate, and eventually they get swallowed up by the banks which we say are too big to fail. So there is need for reform of Dodd-Frank, but whether you want to scrap it or not is a whole other issue.
Does Trump's idea and promise to repatriate several trillion dollars factor into this at all?
It factors into it a bit. So when they talk about tax reform and bringing back money, for instance, Apple has stored overseas, when that money comes back, the theory is it'll be put to use by companies to expand and to hire people. When we've done this in the past, that was the same theory. But what actually happened was the money was returned to investors through the form of dividends. So whether it puts people to work is another issue, but that's why one of the reasons Wall Street would be cheering is that money would be coming back, and that money in the past has gone to the investors.
So how does Wall Street feel about the possibility of a President Clinton, different than I would imagine they'd feel about a possibility of a President Sanders?
Well, they feel better about Clinton than Sanders. Remember, they pay Clinton to speak. So, and if you look at the past with the Clintons, it was always a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I rub your back, you rub mine. So Wall Street isn't as afraid of Hillary Clinton as they are of Bernie Sanders, because they do believe Sanders would come in and it would be what? He's talking about an 80 to 90% tax on the 1%. She's talking about raising taxes, but not nearly that high. So I think when we are at New York Stock Exchange and Donald Trump is speaking, a lot of the traders stop what they're doing and they watch. When Hillary Clinton is speaking, not so much.
Now, that's interesting. We were talking a moment ago about money coming back into the system, but right now there's an outflow of money. What's going on there?
Okay, we are watching people get out of equity funds. A lot of us are in mutual funds, and the money this year is flowing out, something to the tune so far this year of $58.6 billion. That's the largest ever dollar outflow in any 22-week period in several years. So it means that people are nervous, that people who are pulling money out of these funds think that there may be some kind of correction coming. And you hear lots of people saying that eventually everything corrects. So when you ask, what do I do, is someone who's not ready to retire and I don't want to lose any value in what I'm investing in, if you're in some kind of mutual fund, or as Warren Buffett would say, you're in an index fund, make sure you have plenty of time to ride out if there is a drop in the stock market, because people who move money back and forth wind up losing. You stay in it for the long haul, you're going to wind up winning.